All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm reading an article by Ryan Dawson, 9/11, Iraq, PNAC, and all roads lead to Israel. And I continue with this with another quote. Israel can shape its strategic environment in cooperation with Turkey and Jordan by weakening, containing, and even rolling back Syria. This effort can focus on removing Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq, an important Israeli strategic objective in its own right as a means of foiling Syria's regional ambitions. Israel's a clean break. A new strategy for securing the realm by Richard Pearl and Douglas Feith under the heading Moving to a Traditional Balance of Power Strategy. Now, all of us that pay any attention to facts know that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. So just why were we invading them and who cooked up the intelligence to justify it? And who openly wrote about it before we did it? And who was in the U.S. Department of Defense creating groups like the OSP? The Zionist Israeli Firsters, that's who. And we have plenty of irrefutable evidence to prove it. But that's not all. It goes even deeper, and it gets even more obvious. While speaking to Wolf Blitzer from CNN, a former AIPAC employee, Pearl said of Seymour Hersh, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who exposed the My Lai massacre in Vietnam and later, with the help of Joe Darby, broke the story about the Abu Ghraib torture scandal, Cy Hersh is the closest thing American journalism has to a terrorist, frankly, and Pearl is the author of at least four different IASPS papers. Another quote, on March 17, 2003, veteran investigative reporter Seymour Hersh reported in The New Yorker that Pearl used his position as chairman of the DPB to solicit $100 million for his security-oriented investment firm, Trireme, which was his own personal version of the Carlyle Group. But unlike the principals at Carlyle, who at least had the decency to wait until they left government service to cash in on their connections, Pearl was attempting to capitalize while still serving as an official advisor to Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Pearl helped create the Trireme firm, which has tens of millions of dollars worth of investments from Boeing, as mentioned above. Boeing's board of directors compromises people like John Biggs, John E. Bryson, Linda Z. Cook, and William M. DeLay, who also sit on the board of major banks and mass media conglomerates. For more on that mess, see this. Go to another site, but that's all right. Pearl was on the Defense Policy Board Advisory Committee from 1987 to 2004, and his advice was always the same: build and upgrade more weapons. He served as an advisor to Israel and, of course, advised them to buy, a.k.a. use their earmark aid on, from MIC corporations that Pearl profits from. Trireme, which collects from venture capitalists also set up by Pearl's partner at Hollinger Incorporated, Henry Kissinger. Unsurprisingly, Hollinger, of which Kissinger and Pearl sit on the board of directors, invested in Trireme. Who else was on the BOD of Hollinger, Inc.? None other than James Thompson III, who served on the 9/11 Commission. Hollinger is a mass media conglomerate with papers such as the Jerusalem Post, Jerusalem Post that put out the myth of the 4,000 Jews not showing up for work on 9/11. Remember, folks, that 4,000, that's a myth. This was a total straw man designed to be easily debunked and fake and take a focus off of Israel, as well as ensnare critics with the table of anti-Semitism. I was at college when 9/11 happened, and I heard this 4,000 Jews nonsense the very same day before it was even in the Jerusalem Post. I was the head of a Palestinian solidarity group, and I had people reporting this to me. I rejected it as nonsense because there was no proof. But someone must have been working very hard to put that discrediting info out there, as I heard about it within 24 hours. Let's see, wait a minute. If I could hear about it within 24 hours in a college in West Virginia. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I got to get a drink of water here. My mouth's getting a little dry. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a lot more for you, folks. Stick with me and call your friends and neighbors.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm going to continue with this very well-written set of documents here. Ryan Dawson, 9/11, Iraq, PNAC, all roads lead to Israel. In the run-up to the war in Iraq, there was a lot of disinformation. Once again, most people know what the lies were concerning the WMDs, the Al-Qaeda accusations, the mushroom cloud scare tactics. Notice once again how the neocons chose to have Neo-Condi make that loaded fear-mongering statement with Wolf Blitzer from CNN, a former AIPAC employee, liberating the Kurds, and lastly, the joke of democracy building, which have all been showing to be falsehoods or failures. I picked each of these reasons apart in my book, but I think by now they should be pretty self-evident. What people do not seem to know is who made these fabrications. They assume it was just Bush and the vague term, the administration, or worse yet, the New World Order, Illuminati, criminal elements in the government. Those vague kind of terms really don't say a thing and are left open enough to be interpreted to mean almost anything. Well, yes, it was people in the administration, but who? Well, let's break them down. AIPAC and the OSP were the two Zionist factions in the government who spoon-fed the lies about Iraq, which Bush was looking for to the administration to justify an invasion. Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski explains how military officers' opinions were dismissed or even punished by the civilian cabal brought in from the American Enterprise Institute, and that's the parent of PNAC, folks. Quote, "But in fact, my outspokenness was probably never noticed because civilian professionals and military officers were largely invisible. We were easily replaceable and dispensable. not part of the team brought in from the American Enterprise Institute, the Center for Security Policy, and the Washington Institute for Near East Affairs, the Israelis were visiting the Department of Defense without having to sign in and going straight to Feith's office where the secretive OSP was headed. The same office Lawrence Larry Franklin worked for, who was sentenced to 12 years in jail for spying for AIPAC, like, or the thug-like Israeli lobby, who we have learned Representative Jane Harman, Democrat of California, used AIPAC to help bribe her position as the highest-ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, and whose aide has been suspended thus far for leaking the National Intelligence Estimate on Iraq to the New York Times, the same paper Libby leaked classified information to through Judith Miller. Of course, another Israeli firster, Nancy Pelosi, is set to replace Harman, and she has already stated that she would block attempts to impeach Bush. Kwiatkowski continues, "In early winter, an incident occurred that was seared into my memory. A co-worker and I were suddenly directed to go down to the mall entrance to pick up some Israeli generals. The post-9/11 rules suddenly required one escort for every three visitors, and there were six or seven of them waiting. The Navy lieutenant commander and I hustled down. Before we could apologize for the delay, the leader of the pack surged ahead, his colleagues in close formation, leaving us to double time behind the group as they sped to Undersecretary Feith's office on the fourth floor. Two thoughts crossed our minds. Are we following close enough to get credit for escorting them? Or do they really know where they are going? We did get credit, and they did know. Once in Feith's waiting room, the leader continued to, at speed to Feith's closed door. An alert secretary saw this coming and had leapt from her desk to block the door. Mr. Feith has a visitor. It will only be a few more minutes. The leader craned his neck to look around the secretary's head as he demanded, "Who is in there with him?" Why were Israeli generals visiting a secret group in the Department of Defense under the office of the Clean Break authors as well as PNAC? Feith and Perl were a spy for the Israeli lobby. AIPAC was caught spying on the U.S., and trial dates for the rest of it have been bumped up seven times and growing daily. One of the most important scandals in the administration, which has finally had its trial January 2007, is the Plame outing in the Niger forgeries. The Plame affair involves Louis Libby, Wolfowitz's former student and PNAC author. Now, Libby did not go on trial for the Niger forgeries. The backstory was left out. But he did go on trial and got convicted for four or five charges against him, and Bush just commuted his sentence. Libby, we discovered, got his orders from higher up. Libby, of course, was part of the Office of Special Plans. Libby's scandal is complex. And here it directs us to some other links, which you can go into in detail, and I'll have Ryan talk about that when he comes up on the air. In Libby's trial, the mask of the media and just how deep its relationship with government officials is was really exposed. Of course, there was Judith Miller, who had to sit in jail for 85 days before Libby cracked and confessed. She was from the New York Times writing lies about Iraq, as explained above. There was also Tim Russert of NBC, Matt Cooper of Time, and Robert Novak of CNN. Interestingly, CNN's head anchor Blitzer was an AIPAC employee, the Israel lobby who has officials on trial for spying on the U.S. out of the office of Douglas Feith through Larry Franklin, who was at the SISMI meeting with Ladeen and his Iran-Contra goons when the Niger forgery documents, which Plame's team could possibly reveal as false and even trace, given that Plame's husband Joe Wilson has already stated and claims were false, they were passed down via the British to Bush speeches. Excuse me just a second here. I think I have another message here, folks. No? Okay. Louis Scooter Libby was Dick Cheney's chief of staff, now resigned after his indictment, which I predicted long before it happened. He was also a presidential advisor. Libby was a lawyer for 15 years for the billionaire commodities trader Mark Rich, a fugitive that Bill Clinton gave a pardon to in the last hour he was in office as president. And by the way, I want to stop right there just for a minute and say, you know, this goes all the way back. It goes all the way back to when Clinton was the governor of Arkansas and the Iran-Contra and all the players and the drugs that were being run out of Mena, Arkansas, which I had talked about on the Clinton debates with John Hankey, if you recall. All right, let's get back to this. gave Mark Rich pardon last month, or last days he went off, was in office. Libby is also among the Republican perverts crowd writing fictional books about underage Japanese girls getting forcefully raped by a bear in a cage, among other disgusting things I see no point in repeating. This kind of work actually fits perfectly with his client, Mark Rich, if you know about him. That story is rather interesting, and it's in my book, but that's too big for a tangent, or too big a tangent for now. So, seriously, there is something deeply wrong with these people. Well, Ryan, that's an understatement. These people are beyond psychotic. Remember that Libby was a PNAC author of Rebuilding America's Defenses, lies about anthrax, lies about WMDs, leaked information about the CIA, was a lawyer for the Mossad and an Iran-Contra agent, was Cheney's right-hand man, and after all that, he just got his sentence commuted by Bush. That decision was supported by all the Republican primary contenders other than Ron Paul. It was as if the administration just gave him a green light to do whatever he needed to do to create a case for war and whatever he needed to do to cover their tracks. They told him, you just break whatever laws you want, and the president will protect you. And he did. The case is, we have yet another prominent PNAC author who was central in creating the war with Iraq by using the same lies that were undeniably written by this same group years prior to 9/11. Now let's pause from PNAC for a bit and analyze some different funny business. Why was Jack Abramoff, the Zionist criminalist lobbyist, paying for congressmen's trips to visit the sex slavery market? We know other high-ranking Republicans knew about Mark Foley for months, yet they did nothing. I smell something much deeper at work here. Could Israel be blackmailing closet gay politicians? Yeah. After John David Acheson tried to have sex with a five-year-old on the heels of story of Senator Larry Craig trying to elicit homosexual sex in a man's airport bathroom, which followed the sicko Mark Foley sending sexually explicit emails to a 16-year-old page boy describing how the 16-year-old comes. And, of course, let's not forget Governor McGreevy sleeping with an Israeli national. I decided that it's time people take a look at the perverted sexual nature of the Bush administration. Syndicate in general, for they are one messed up, sexually dysfunctional family. Let's see. Please see this for a better breakdown of the evangelists. The flight schools used in 9/11, the Bush and Abramoff who arranged trips for congressmen to islands known from sex slavery. I'm assuming here, folks, that he alludes to a lot of other articles that he's written regarding this particular subject matter. But let's go into Ted Haggard. Let's start with Ted Haggard. He was the holy roller caught using crystal meth and sleeping with a male prostitute. It was George Bush's spiritual advisor, and according to a documentary by Richard Dawkins, claimed on tape that he had talked to the president about once a week on the phone. Now let's add Karl Rove. Karl M.C. Rove was Bush's former key advisor. He hired Jeff Gannon, a male prostitute, through a fake media front they created, the Talon News. Gannon referenced internal government memos regarding the Plame affair before they were public. Remember that one of the leakers in the Plame affair, aside from Libby, was Karl Rove. So two Bush advisors are or cavort with male hookers, and his brother Neil was caught with prostitutes in Asia, while his brother Jeff flesh with drug smugglers and is the brother-in-law to family convicted of rape and the bizarre case of sexual molestation of a baby. What's wrong with these people? Speaking of the other Plamegate leaker, Lewis Libby, he wrote a book about underage Japanese girls not only being raped by men, but also by a bear. These private mercenary groups like Blackwater, which Fielding is a lawyer for, and Joseph Schmitz is an executive, and DynCorp have been busted in the targeting of civilians and, yes, human trafficking. Congress and Senate continues to grant them money anyway. But then again, our congressmen and senators are caught up in plenty of their own pervert sex scandals. Just what do these men do down in the Grove? Reminds me of the Franklin Credit Union affair. Boy, this is sick, isn't it, folks? Remember Mary Kay Letourneau? You know how the woman who got pregnant after raping a 13-year-old student? She is the sister of Joseph E. Schmitz, who is a conservative lawyer, formerly Inspector General of the Department of Defense and executive with Blackwater USA. It was Joseph Schmitz who undoubtedly just turned a blind eye to the various profiteering rings in the DOD and the countless abuses of Bremer's butchering of Iraq and immunities granted to mercenary terrorist groups engaging in a war crime, in the war crimes here. Okay, that was a mouthful. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We've got more Stick with me. It's even better, believe it or not.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Hizzo of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm reading an article by Ryan Dawson on 9/11, Iraq, PNAC, and all roads lead to Israel. Now, remember, Mary Kay Letourneau, who was put in jail for, you know, the alleged rape of this 13-year-old guy who she later married, is the sister to Joseph Schmitz. And then Joseph Schmitz and Mary Letourneau's other brother is John Schmitz, who was George Bush's White House counsel before being replaced. I want you to see how these people just run in flocks, folks. He was a Bush's White House counsel before being replaced by Fred Fielding, now Bush's personal lawyer, who was on the 9/11 commission and is also a lawyer for Blackwater. Fielding is helping Blackwater cover up why four of their men were burned and hung on a bridge in Fallujah. The families want to want to know why it happened, but Blackwater is not talking. John P. Schmitz was also involved with Iran-Contra back when he was an aide for Bush the first, and he refused to testify to the Walsh Commission. What a messed up family. So we have a rapist, an inspector general who is the executive of a secretive mercenary group, and the former White House counsel who was replaced by a Blackwater lawyer who just so happened to also be on the 9/11 commission and is George Bush's personal lawyer as well. Now, remember when George Bush said he was going to hire a group of, quote, experts? These are the experts, all right? And Philip Zelikow, don't forget him, the perpetrator of myths. Yeah. The Schmitz family father, another John G. Schmitz, was a senator and congressman from California. He was famous for his right-wing views and occasional racist and homophobic remarks. His public career was ended when it was revealed that he had had an affair and fathered two illegitimate children. He got in trouble after his 13-month-old son of his mistress was found with hair wrapped around his manhood, if you will. I think that explains why his other legitimate children are so messed up. Just to get in this guy's head, he bought the house from his hero Joseph McCarthy, who I call a modern version of witch trial-like fear mentality for the insanely religious. Brother of George Bush, Jeb Bush, married a woman named Columba. Columba's sister is married to John P. Schmitz. Jeb Bush and John P. Schmitz are brother-in-laws. John and Joseph were both law clerks. Joseph was a clerk for the neocon James Buckley, the brother of the famous neocon William F. Buckley, founder of the neocon magazine The National Review. More connection to the media and the government. So it is not really shocking, given the sexually dysfunctional criminal background of this Holy Roller family, that they would be involved with Abramoff and Jeb and Hoffman, who are people involved with the drug trade, bizarre sex affairs, and top Christian evangelists. No one, they run a private army that shoots civilians, enjoys torture, especially sexual torture, and makes a game out of running cars off the road in Iraq. Have a look at this source. Abramoff was a Zionist lobbyist busted paying for trips for congressmen to visit the Mandarin Islands, such as Tom DeLay. I had a YouTube video about that, but it has been censored. There's some sketchy things there involving child prostitution. Now, here's a quote. Dick and Betsy DeVos. Now, do you know who Dick DeVos is, folks? He's half owner of the Amway Corporation, which has been around for years and years and years and years and is very, very rich, billions and billions of dollars. Dick DeVos donates huge sums of money, him and Betty, to the Republican candidates and their causes. In the 2004 cycle, the couple ranked fifth among the highest political donors with $981,846 to Republicans. In fact, from 1990 to 2006, the couple donated about $2.5 million to Republicans, with only $1,000 going to Democrats in 1992. What you can see here is that part of the financial base for these kooks are the very same people getting employed by the Department of Homeland Security of Lieberman and Specter, which was created along with the pre-written Patriot Act during the duress of anthrax attacks on the Congress. Why are the PNAC neocons so tied to private militaries as well as defense contractors? Boeing and Blackwater to Pearl, Northrop Grumman to Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith, who is their attorney. Feith is also a managing attorney for the law firm Feith and Zell, based in Israel, also served as a contracting firm dealing with the lucrative no-bids coming out of Iraq. Naturally, they juked up their friends. His partner Mark Zell is an Israeli settler, so obviously a die-hard Zionist with no love for Iraq. I am not the only one to talk about this cabal. Andreas von Bülow, the former German defense minister, said on the Alex Jones Show, April 21, 2006, that this is a false flag operation. 9/11 had to be carried out by a very small group of people. Alex asked him, 100 people? 40 people? No, he said less than that. Right after the second break, which on the QuickTime bar would be right in line with Andreas von Bülow's right ear, Alex talks about the picture getting more clear as the truth about the wars come out. He then talks about the 25 neocons who wrote PNAC were in high positions in the Department of Defense in the White House, and Andreas von Bülow says, sure, and part of them wrote the government program for Benjamin Netanyahu, former Prime Minister of Israel. Alex goes on to say, who could have done this? Bülow said it was not the CIA, and Alex jumps in saying, you're talking about black ops. Then Alex says, we know only a major state could have carried this out. Andreas says it must have been done from high up, and it had to be done by a few people. Alex says, would you say 100 or 200? Von Bülow says, less. Alex asks, 50 people? And Von Bülow says, less. Maybe Alex cannot say it was the Zionists on the air, but he sure was hinting at it. Well, I have just been telling who the neocons who wrote the PNAC and were embedded in the DOD were. They were the Zionist cabal. Their aim is to increase the wealth and power of the MIC, and the flagship of the MIC right now is Israel. Bush and his merry band of sadistic Zionists would like to shift the responsibility of the WMD myths to the CIA. Well, as evil and corrupt as the CIA is, it is not that sloppy, and Bush did not just get mistaken intelligence or make miscalculations. He explicitly asked for fabrications. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll continue with this when we get back. Call your friends and neighbors. It's a good one today, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm going to continue with this reading of Ryan Dawson's 9/11, Iraq, PNAC, and All Roads Lead to Israel. Here is the concrete proof that they lied. One of the Bush administration claims about Iraq was that Saddam was trying to acquire yellowcake uranium from Africa. This rhetoric was further laced in fear by neo Condoleezza Rice, saying, "We could not let the smoking gun be a mushroom cloud." What outrageous audacity. They are even reusing the same fear-mongering excuses to attack Iran. They were dead wrong, as George Tenet, head of the CIA at the time of 9/11, would later have to admit. Well, the document that Bush based this claim on was a fake. How do we know? Because the signature on it was forged. How do we know? Because the forgers put down the wrong person's name. The foreign minister from Niger, the country they were claiming Saddam was gathering uranium from, who supposedly signed it, had been out of power since 1989. Alil Elhad Habibu was not in power at the time of the supposed signature. look here. I have the primary documents and a summary. Here's a quote. In a letter from the president of Niger, a reference is made to the Constitution of May 12, 1965, but the Constitution is dated August 9, 1999. Another letter purports to be signed by Niger's foreign minister, but bears the signature of Alil Al-Had Habibu, the minister, between 88 and 89. An obsolete letterhead is used, including the wrong symbol for the presidency and references to state bodies such as the Supreme Military Council and the Council for National Reconciliation are incompatible with the letter's date. It wasn't until just before the war began that Mohammed al-Baradei, the IAEA Director General, told the UN Security Council on March 7th that his team and outside experts had worked out that these documents are in fact not authentic. Now, that must be embarrassing. Be nice if the mainstream media would report that, huh? Now, are you ready to get pulled out of the rabbit hole some more? I will come back to just who forged these documents. Ahmad Chalabi, Francis Brooks, Dewey Claridge, and Michael Ledeen. First, let's see how they got into the president's hands. Bush said these well-known false claims as if they were true in his State of the Union address. You remember that, folks? His State of the Union address when he was talking about those? It has now been called the infamous 16 words, which he could be impeached for if we had an actual opposition party. The disinformation was stovepiped straight to Cheney and Bush by a little-known shadow government called the OSP, and that's the Office of Special Plans, headed under Cheney and Rumsfeld and a pack of Zionist underlings, yes, the same ones who co-offered PNAC's papers and the Clean Break for Israel paper. In an attempt to shut up people who tried to tell the public that the uranium claim was a lie, and as a means to prevent the CIA from catching who forged the documents, and as a means to once again undermine the U.S.'s ability to track nuclear weapons, thus creating wiggle room to lie about Iran, a clandestine CIA agent and her front company, BJA, was uncovered when journalists from the New York Times and CNN were purposely slipped information by Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, and presidential advisor, Karl Rove. We now have Libby admitting that Bush and Cheney authorized him to leak the information, yet another offense they could both be impeached for were we to have a functional republic. Remember that Libby was also a co-author of PNAC and worked with Wolfowitz under Cheney in Bush's first presidency. Isn't that interesting? Well, don't worry, it gets worse. Notice that this is something that Richard Perle got into trouble for in the past. Perle has resigned from his position in the Department of Defense. He did so just after AIPAC's headquarters was physically raided by the FBI. How coincidental. What is AIPAC? Well, AIPAC would be Israel's largest lobby. In reality, it is a Zionist lobby, and it does not benefit Israel per se. It benefits the MIC, that's the military-industrial complex. A man working for Perle in the Department of Defense named Larry Franklin has gotten sentenced to 12 years in jail for passing off top-secret documents to AIPAC, who in turn gave them to Israeli government through the Israeli embassy in D.C. So, Israeli has been caught spying on the U.S. again. Now, what is new other than the fact that a foreign government can get caught spying on the U.S. in a time of war and the media will not report it? Just imagine if it had been Iranian spies instead of Jews and how big this story would be. Also imagine that they were attacking Iran's enemies and were following a war plan written off Iranian policy papers, and the disproportionate number of the authors were all Iranian Americans who were still in government and had dual citizenship to Iran. Haha, not a chance, but you see, Israel can get away with it because Israel is a cash cow for the military-industrial complex. Corporations have obviously profiteered from the wars that should be clear to Captain Obvious. But did they write, implement, and use deception to start this war, or was that the Zionists who got caught spying on the U.S., Halliburton, or Israel? Israel, that is, who? Oh, excuse me. I misspoke that. Israel, that's who. The profiteering is by a product of the war, as in any war. They are all in bed together because of overlapping interests between the military-related corporations and the Zionists. Zionism, which allows a standing army to invade Palestine in order to protect illegal racial colonies and religious fanatics who think God gave them the land they bulldozed and shot children for in order to steal it. However, just how the hell do they get away with it? Well, they are free from any and all criticism because they play the two cards which an over-socialized liberal cannot see through. They play the race card and the religion card, a double whammy. If you say the J word, it is over. Even if Israel has an illegal military operation and sets up racially segregated colonies into Palestine, kills kids, knocks down homes of civilians, and attacks them with the military and runs a brutal police state, which is causing a backlash of terrorism on the Israeli people, the Zionists are the real racists, engaging in ethnic cleansing in the name of defense and calling any opposition terrorists. They are creating terrorism by engaging in it themselves. One of the arguments that people express, or at least struggle with, who do not believe 9/11 was an inside job, is the question of the media. They cannot believe that no one in the media would talk about it. Well, anyone who knows jack about the Israeli-Palestine conflict knows how much the U.S. media lies, distorts, and omits information in order to push the Zionist aims. And so we go to the media. Well, the major networks are all owned by different corporations. These corporations have vested interest in the largest umbrella corporation on earth, the military-industrial complex. Or one might say the industries involved in weapons manufacturing, reconstruction, energy, etc. Everything that is a paycheck tied to the allocation of money to the military. Corporations have boards of directors. However, the same people may serve on multiple boards of directors for different corporations, and they do, as I will explain. For example, CBS is owned by Viacom, so is MTV, VH1, and Nickelodeon. It's not just the news, but the sitcoms and such as well as are part of the propaganda. Viacom is owned by Sumner Redstone, originally Murray Rothstein. CNN is owned by AOL Time Warner. Warner Brothers is owned by Gerald Levin, who is also part of the Trilateral Commission. ABC is owned by Disney. Disney is owned by Michael Eisner. Fox is owned by Rupert Murdoch News Corporation. MSNBC is obviously influenced by Microsoft, who holds 18% of the company, but it was funded by none other than the corporate welfare-sucking GE, who is deeply invested in the Israeli occupation. GE Universal is run by Edgar Bronfman Jr., the son of Edgar Bronfman, president of the World Jewish Congress. Members of the board of directors of these corporations sit on the board, BOD of the weapons manufacturers, and mega companies like Texaco, Chevron, Boeing, Lockheed, Citigroup, Rockwell Automation, Chase, WorldCom, J.P. Morgan, Halliburton, etc. Some are even in the government. For example, Chevron Texaco merged with Unocal, who got the largest and first no-bid contracts from Afghanistan. Remember that? The Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, was on the board of directors of Chevron and Texaco. They even named an oil tanker after her. How sweet. Well, let's look at some of this mess. How about Boeing? John H. Biggs sits on the board of directors for both Boeing and J.P. Morgan and Chase. How nice to direct both a company and two banks. John E. Bryson is on the board of directors with Boeing, and also he is a director of the Walt Disney Company, who owns ABC. Linda Z. Cook, and CEO of Shell, is also on the board of directors of Boeing. More on Boeing here. Disgusting, isn't it? Lockheed. Oh, more on Boeing here. I must be directing this to another website, which I haven't got, so let's just delete that for the time being. Lockheed. Lockheed is compromised of mainly ex-military and ex-government employees in the defense industry. They got caught in the 1970s financing of right-wing party, the LDP in Japan, who has open connections to the Yakuza in Mafia Times 100. Check out the Kodama Lockheed incident. They paid this mobster Kodama of the Kanto Kai and ties to the Yamaguchi Gum Yakuza wing $2 million in 1976 dollars to swing contracts for Lockheed. Lockheed's president at the time, Carl Kachin, was forced to report in detail the company's long history secret payments to Kodama. It's a well-known scandal in Japan, as it was so disgraceful that the Japanese government is full of mafia, and they got money from the very same company that built the planes that dropped the atomic bombs on Japan. This was Japan's Watergate, but you won't hear about it in any standard history textbooks. Lockheed was busted bribing the Prime Minister, Kakui Tanaka, both the Ministries of Transportation and Industry, as well as setting up $50,000 kickbacks to the president of Al Nippon Airways for each plane sold. Dick $45 million in Halliburton Cheney's wife was on the board of directors of Lockheed until 2001. Unbelievable. And Lockheed, for the past 7 years in a row, has gotten the largest government contracts, normally tens of billions of dollars. Now, here's a list going back from 2005 to 2000. And as you can see, Boeing is in the second every year. I'm not going to read through all these folks, but I'm going to just toss a few of these out. The top 20 defense contractors for 2005. Number one top defense contractor is Lockheed Martin. with $20 billion. And number two is Boeing with $18.8 billion. Then you got Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, Raytheon, Halliburton, United Technologies, L3 Communications. The Carlyle Group is in there. My. What a surprise. Tell you. BAE Systems. General Electric. Well, now, which television station is it that they own? Computer Science Corp, Humana Incorporated, Textron, Occupational Health Services, ITT Industry, TriWest Healthcare Alliance, and the URS Corporation and Bechtel Group. There you are. And all these people are just playing, dancing around the corporation, what do you call it, with the board of directors. They just dance in here and dance in there, and here they go, and there they dance, and they get plopped on the board, and they have all these government affiliations. All right, I'm going to skip over these because I'm not going to read off 2004, 2003, and so forth. So, but you get the idea. As you can see, every year Lockheed Martin is at the top by a large gap, followed by Boeing and Northrop Grumman. Notice that Carlyle and General – yes, I did notice that. Notice that Carlyle and General Electric and Halliburton are in there as well. We are giving them billions, actually tens of billions, almost as much as what churches send to Israel. I got these figures from their own freaking websites. Go ahead and comb them with a fine-tooth comb. These are not secrets. This is right out in the open. These are not secret societies. These are companies in the military-industrial complex who profiteer from war and who own our mass media. So you understand why the media does not tell us anything. It's the fox guarding the chicken coop. Okay, let's look at number three, Northrop Grumman Corp. They also have a hand-in-glove relationship with the government. They have been in the government. Vic Fazio is the senior advisor at Northrop, and here's a quote. Vic Fazio served as a member of Congress for 20 years, representing California's 3rd Congressional District. During that time, he served as a member of the Armed Forces Budget and Ethics Committee and was a member of the House Appropriations Committee, where he served as subcommittee chair or ranking member for 18 years. How's that? It's just unbelievable, folks. Let's see. Kevin Scharner and Philip Frost, both on the board of directors at Northrop, are or have been on the board of directors of major pharmaceutical companies. Well, what a surprise. It just gets more and more nasty the more you look. I will let you look up the rest on your own. Just grab some of the names from the list and look at their board of directors. Needless to say, they are all one happy corporate killing family. Nothing makes them more money than warfare, and nothing is currently a larger cash cow than the Zionist occupation of Palestine, which also has the financing of super right-wing Christian churches who get the benefit of airtime from the networks for preaching the message that it is best for the warmongers investing their money into their stocks. This is the Christian right, with all these clowns that are on mainstream television talking about the Lord, putting all this money in their pockets, promoting this stuff, okay? Boy, I'll tell you what. I would love to be a fly on the wall at Judgment Day. Multinational corporations run our press and our government. They tie back to the privately owned central banks. Long story short, the MSM, that's mainstream media, is full of doo-doo, caca. Pick your adjective. He was a little more, I won't tell you what he said. More on the MIC, Military Industrial Complex. Our Senate voted on a new bill for defense spending 100-4-0 against. That means 100% for giving more money to the Military Industrial Complex and zero opposition. Now, here's some interesting points that I found. Authorizes the Department of Defense to incur obligations of up to $350 million for Department of Defense military compensation, construction projects, and supplies and services in anticipation of receipts and contributions for the government of Kuwait. How about that? Earmark specified RDT&E funds for producing aero-missile components in the United States and aero-missile components and missiles in Israel to meet Israel's defense requirements. Earmarked for Israel. How about that? And then there was this amendment, but it got rejected. Let's see. SAMDT 4875 and HR 5631 to increase by $200 million the amount appropriated or otherwise made available by Title IX for the purpose of supplying needed humanitarian assistance to the innocent Lebanese and Israel's civilians who have been affected by the hostilities between Hezbollah and the government of Israel. How compassionate. And let's see. I'll skip that. Okay, they can spend money to build missiles, but not to help civilians wounded or left homeless by missiles. Israel used of a civilian population. Oh, wait a minute. Let me reread that. They can spend money to build missiles, but not to help civilians wounded or left homeless by missiles that are Israeli used of a civilian population on a civilian population in Lebanon. The amendment said Israeli and Lebanese civilians, the province being Lebanon, had $2.5 billion in damages, and Israel specifically targeted civilian areas, whereas Hezbollah didn't. And nothing is covered with more of a bias than the occupation of Palestine, the key issue. 9/11 was a springboard for these ongoing wars. You may already know why the press won't touch it, so who do you think took part in 9/11? It is crucial to understand how the media is a mouthpiece for the military-industrial complex and that the government serves as a medium for them to grant our money via tax collection and inflation, bonds from the bank, to themselves with no-bid contracts coupled with insider trading and countless pork. Every reconstruction contract in Iraq came with a shadow contract for some private security firm to protect it. These projects are worth billions. The U.S. has spent $950 billion in Iraq, together with the billions given to Israel. That is $1 trillion that has been spent on death. Can anybody listen to this and not say that Israel, the Zionists, were involved in this? We'll be back and through with the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Final segment coming up here, folks. I'm going to stop this article for the day, and tomorrow I'm going to jump back into Iraq with the balance of the article. But I want to remind you, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, beware of those who say they are Jews, but are not. Now, are some of these Zionists Jews? Probably so. Are some of them other races? Most likely they are. I'm not pointing a finger at Jews. I'm pointing a finger at Zionism, and I'm pointing a finger at this destruction. Okay? And remember, first they ignore us, then they ridicule us, then they fight us, and then we win. Well, they already ignored us. They already ridiculed us. Well, guess what? Now they're fighting us. So we're one step away from winning. And the curtain's going to come down, and all these government or these media whores like Glenn Beck and Bill Maher, the gatekeeper, and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and all these guys that have taken the money, they've been paid off, they've been prostituted, and they've backed themselves in the corner. The curtain's about ready to come down. So what do we do with them? Do we tar and feather them and run them out of town on a rail? Do we prosecute them for lying? I mean, let's face it, they already look pretty bad, and they have fear in their eyes. I want you to go into my website again. It's www.theamericanawakening.org. I posted a website by some guys that I'm really proud of, wearechange.org. Luke Gridkowski, never met the guy, okay? But these people now have groups all over the United States, and they're calling these people out for who they are. They're challenging them in public places. They're making idiots out of them, and they're forcing their hand. The latest one I just saw popped up, Norm Podheritz is his name, another signer of the PNAC documents. He got so flustered and frustrated with the questions being fired at him, not only by We Are Change, but also the members of the audience that have had enough. And it's starting to show, folks, we've had enough. It's expanding out, people are waking up, and we're going to take this country back. Ron Paul, 3-1 now instead of 60-1. There's good news here. But you know what? We may or may not ever get a really unbiased new investigation on 9/11. But even if we don't, we know who's behind it. And we're going to expose these people. We're going to bring them to justice. We're going to prosecute them. We're going to put them in prison where they belong. And you see the fear growing in their eyes every day. And that's why they're ratcheting this thing up. They have no place to run. Once they're exposed, they have no place to run. George Bush thinks 100,000 acres in Paraguay is going to, give him his respite. He's going to be able to hide down there? No. He's not going to be able to hide anywhere on this planet. Neither is Dick Cheney. Neither is Condoleezza Rice. Neither is Plural, Fife, Wolfowitz, Wormser, all of these evil, despicable people. And for the federals, or the feds out there, the marshals, the police, remember, okay, you're on the front lines here. They're going to use you as cannon fodder as well. It's time for you guys to wake up and get on the right side. Stand up. The military, same thing. A lot of the ranks in the military, there's dissension among the ranks. They're starting to find out. That's the good news. End of another day. I'll continue with this tomorrow. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for my friend John Stat Miller's National Intel Report. I'm sure he's got a good show for you today. And I will see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, if you can. Upright.